This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is a power ranking out from Bleacher Report for all 30 ballparks. And I want to know, as we kind of bounce through some of these, how many of these ballparks have you been to? I believe I've been to four of the top seven.
Ooh.
So I'm pretty stoked about that. Now, Pasek, I have a feeling you're going to destroy us all in this.
You know what? It's amazing how many, though, new stadiums have been made since 07.
Okay.
So if it's been a stadium, even like the Washington Nationals, I didn't play at the Washington Nationals Stadium. My last year in the major leagues, 07, I was at RFK the whole season.
Oh, okay.
Total dump.
All right.
That would have ranked 30th.
Okay.
I mean, well, Oakland's Oakland. Still there. Yeah, there we
Oakland
go.
Oakland wins. Sorry, I forgot. But, man, you're like, is that a possum or a rat?
So you got that right. I don't know if it's a possum or a rat, but you definitely got it right. The Oakland Coliseum with the A's is ranked dead last. Would you guys be able to guess what is next to last?
Tampa Bay.
That is correct.
Huh.
Tropicana Field in Tampa Bay. I was a little surprised at what was third to last, but I think it's just a product of, like, it's kind of like a from a bygone era, I think, is the biggest knock against
not
it.
Not Fenway, is it?
No.
Okay.
Not that far
Dodgers?
Bygone. Maybe I
Dodgers is nice.
Maybe I describe it incorrectly because those are still viewed as like iconic parks. This is a park that at the time was super cutting edge, and it has something that I definitely want to do in the ballpark. But I think
Milwaukee?
Diamondbacks?
Jump in a pool?
The Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay, that's okay.
I have always thought it would be amazing to stay in those hotels at the Rogers Center and just watch the game from my hotel room. So that is 28 on the list.
Would you lay in the bed and watch the game, or would you like go sit on a balcony?
I think I would go sit on the balcony, but I'm not going to lie. At some point, my goal would be to like do the things while I was watching the baseball game. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like play Monopoly?
Not that so much, but I would definitely be trying to pass go. So, do you guys think, how many do
what
you think?
What happens after the first half innings?
Get $200.
That's.
No, you don't pass go.
Oh, my God. All right. How many in the top 10 do you think you can name? Obviously, I'm going to play a game with this.
Of these stadiums.
Of the brand new ones,
too. Dodgers.
No, well, okay.
No, you have to bid first.
Yeah.
Oh. Crap.
You've been on this show for some time, Corey.
Corey, you're frozen on Zoom.
It's okay. I'm working it out, Mike. Don't worry about it.
Or maybe he's giving a real pensive
All right,
look.
I'm going to try this one more time if we can Corey all focus on what's happening right
first.
Here.
Five.
All right. Corey, can you name more than five in the top 10?
Six.
Oh.
Ooh. Seven.
Oh! That is the least confident answer I've ever heard in my life.
I'm going to let Mike take it.
Oh, all right.
All right.
At seven. I think he could do it, though.
Mike,
I think he should have been more confident.
You have seven of the top
Son
10.
Of God, this is so tough.
Yeah, I don't think it is. You got icons up there as well.
Yeah,
well,
dude.
I think it's tough because how much will they say, like, Fenway isn't because, you know, I mean, it does have a really crappy clubhouse, but do people care about that?
No. They don't
I don't think if I don't want to tip you one way or another, but I read through this and I don't think that I read much
like
if
how much
anything
does brand
about
newness. have to do.
They didn't
with
say
this.
Much, if anything, about the clubhouses. That is all I can tell you from reading this.
Yeah, article. So this is definitely from the perspective of like visitors to the stadium, not of players.
I think San Francisco has one of the best stadiums in baseball. Am I out already?
Because it smells like weed.
It does not have one of the best stadiums in baseball. It has
the number
the
one
best stadium in baseball.
There you go,
per
Mike.
The Bleacher Report, Oracle Park in San Francisco. By the way, this is an amazing picture they have with it too, because people are shooting off like fireworks and stuff, and obviously you can see the bay in the background. Incredible. That is number one on the board.
Okay.
And Tolos, let us know how many of these stadiums that you have been to.
I'm going to maybe.
Have you
be
been
out
to
on...
San Francisco, Mike?
I haven't. I hear it's beautiful. I've been there. Yep. Yep, I've been there. Okay, but then I'm going to go in the opposite direction, because now I'm just going to go with historic, and I could be out. I'm going to go with the Cubs, Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field is number five on the board.
Nice
now,
job, Mike.
I have a very specific – I have been to Wrigley many times. I have a very specific thought about it. That place is a dump when you're trying to get to your seat. However – the second you get to your seat and you sit down and take it all in, it's magical. But when you're walking through the leaks and the weird beams that seem like, why did somebody structurally think this was a good idea to put here? And then you get to your seat, you take it all in, it's amazing. You get there after the game and you're in the middle of Wrigleyville, it's amazing. So I understand the appeal is magical, but there are some moments when you're walking to your seat, you're like, this place is the worst.
Okay, I'm going to go with another park I played at where the atmosphere wasn't great because the fans didn't care about the team because they were bad, but I thought it was a beautiful ballpark. I feel like the Pirates ballpark is beautiful.
PNC. Pittsburgh.
Yes.
This would be my number one. It is number three on the list, PNC Park in Pittsburgh. They have that incredible bridge out in the outfield, and you can walk across that bridge to get to the stadium. It is freaking magical. I love
Dutch
that
gets
place.
To play there this year.
Ooh, that's right. That is number three. I've been to that one. So far, you've got number one, number three, and number five.
I'm going back and forth here. Now I'm going to go to historic because I think, obviously, Fenway Park and Wrigley Field are the two most historic fields left in baseball. So I'm going to go with Boston and Fenway.
That is correct at number four. I went to a game at Fenway 5 years ago, and that's when I learned Ichiro was on the Marlins, because I had no idea that that was a thing. And the Red Sox were playing the Marlins, and they were like, playing left field, Ichiro. I was like, what? He is? And they gave my son a pin saying, this is my first game at Fenway. And he thought it was awesome.
Did he write with it?
Not like a pin that you pin on you, not like a pen. All right, you've got number one. Number three, number four, number five. So far, you've gotten four. You bid seven.
I know.
Can you
get it
done?
This is where it gets tough because I haven't been to some of the newer stadiums that people might love, and I just don't know much about. I'm going to go with one that I've been to, which I thought was really nice, Baltimore.
I love Baltimore
Stadium,
dude.
Camden Yards?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to go with that.
And with that.
Don't do that.
Kevin.
Don't do that.
Am I done?
Kevin, don't do this to Mike.
Don't do that.
Well, I think I made a mistake because I told y'all top 10, but I'm pretty sure in my mind I was thinking top 11.
Yes.
So that
that's
is
exactly
correct.
Nice. Good 11. Job, Mike.
Camden
good job.
Camden Yards is number 11 on the board.
I lost.
I apologize for misstating what this game was.
Well, hold
this
on.
Is
Mike
the top
said he could get
11.
Seven. He said he could get seven of the top 10, so he's still in the game.
And that really makes sense because seven of the top 11. Mm-hmm. Seven. Mm-hmm. It's not called 7-10. So you're still in the game. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I'm going to. Okay,
do
well,
better,
I think
though.
St. Louis is a beautiful stadium. I'm going with the ones I've gone to because I haven't been to Washington or Atlanta or the Mets. So I'm going to go with St. Louis Cardinals.
Well,
I'm out. Sorry, I quit. I quit before I guessed that one. Remember.
You've officially been eliminated. Busch Stadium comes in at number 18. Here are the rest of the top 10.
Can I try
one, really
Kevin?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
For the steal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If you really want to add insult to injury, take one of the top 10.
The Rockies?
The Colorado Rockies are on the board.
That's one of the ones that I've been to. So
I'll tell you what.
That's
I've been
number
to that
10.
Place. That place is a piece of ass.
I love that stadium, man. It's always like 70 degrees.
There.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So it has nothing to do with the actual stadium. So here's the top 10. So it's Colorado, which I was going to go to a game there in May, but then, you know, the world.
Make sure to bring oxygen.
Okay, I will.
And gravity. If you could bring a little extra gravity there, it would help.
I'll see what
I can. Do
you
have to check gravity, or can you just carry that on?
Yeah, it's tough. You toss the ball up in the air, and then you're like, this mother effer ain't coming down, is it?
We have T-Mobile Park for Seattle is number 9. City Field for the New York Mets
it's probably
number 8.
I only played at Shea.
This is another one that I went to that was awesome. Again, the walk up to it is magnificent. It's in Minnesota, Target Field.
Yeah.
Man, we get to play baseball bingo there too.
Awesome.
My son got super invested in that. But the walk up to it is you don't have to climb up any steps or anything. You walk up already on one of the top levels because of how it's kind of sunken into the city.
Yeah, and then you realize you walk out of that place with your basket full of stuff you didn't need. So
yeah, that is not, I mean, kind of actually a little
Target.
Bit.
Wait,
is
Petco on here? Petco Park in San Diego?
I mean, we're going through the top 10, so maybe you just be patient for just a second,
damn.
Reggie.
I'm sorry, I just looked at the clock. My bad.
Oh, wow. Okay. Dodger Stadium, which Corey sabotaged me from going to.
Sorry.
At number 6, then Wrigley 5, Fenway 4, PNC 3, and number 2, Petco Park in San Diego, with, of course, number 1 being Oracle Park in San Francisco. In case you were wondering, coming in at number 23, just ahead of Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, which I've been to, and Yankee Stadium, it's Globe Life Field for the Texas Rangers.
There's no way it's worse than the most generic, boring stadium there is that's kind of new. I guess it's not new anymore, is the White Sox. That is so generic, that place.
And Comiskey was awesome. And Guaranteed Field for the White Sox is 24. And Globe Life Field for the Rangers is number 23.
National people are really pooping on our stadium.
They really, really are. Could we call it the Barn? Do you think that would get people caught up with it?
Look, man, we should try. I think that should be the official name of the stadium on this show. And we can see if we can make it a movement.
You in on that, Corey? The Barn?
The Barnyard.
Let's go for a season with it and see how it works.
All right. Mm-hmm. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Maybe 60 games.
Okay. I'm in.
30. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.